Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network, and this is the New World Report with my colleague, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia Legislature. She's in Bogota. And Joseph Omar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, he's in Washington, Peru. The candidates are sharply different, but then again, they're both qualified by their recent past. The populist candidate, Pedro Castillo, a school teacher, who's identified with a city, a very famous city in the north of Peru, I believe, that is linked historically to the Mayans and the last Mayan king who was murdered by the conquistadors. I introduce that because the Economist writer was very careful to make note of that, because that threat of conquistadors is useful to hang over a population that is frightened by the pandemic and unsure of the future. Castillo is the populist. He is opposed, however, in these runoffs by a young woman who is the daughter of Fujimori, who was a previous president who was a bad actor. Fujimori herself has spent time in jail for charges that looked in some fashion to do with campaign irregularities. But these are the choices that the people of Peru have. And if I understand correctly, I come to you as Senator again. Castillo is not himself a radical. He has presented practical policies. But his assistants, his lieutenants, his allies are radicals. One going so far as to say, in Spanish, of course, that the people of the middle class will be uncomfortable once we're in power. Do you see Peru on the edge of going into populism and chaos, Senator?
Yes, and I'm afraid that Peru is facing a threat also as a consequence of what happened with COVID. Let me explain you the following fact. Once Fujimori got into power, the country was absolutely destroyed. Peru is very similar than Colombia regarding violent issues and political violent issues. They killed many major popularly elected, like in Colombia, mayors have to refugee in army compounds. They could not deliver, they could not govern in their offices. We have guerrilla, we have crazy guerrilla groups. They have two, but mainly the worst one was Sendero Luminoso, Shining Path, ruled by a lunatic that was followed by many crazy people. And what I'm afraid is that after COVID, you know, Peru was doing very well in economics, very well. After Fujimori, Fujimori was kicked out because they found that he was corrupted, but he rescued their country, like Uribe did with Colombia. Then came Ollanta Humala, very much linked to the Foro de Sao Paulo, but as soon as he got into power, he has to soft his radical ideas because the investment ran away from Peru, the investors. So he did a moderate government, but he started destroying the free market policies that Fujimori built. So Peru keeps growing, but not as fast as before. Afterwards came this last presidency that did not help to grow economy until Kuczynski, that everyone hoped he was going to do very well. He defeated Keiko Fujimori for very low, like 40,000 votes. But he was also removed because of Odebrecht. Remember the entrepreneurial, the criminal company, Odebrecht, that bought all the candidates, pay off all the candidates in Latin America. So finally, COVID came and the political parties split in 11 political parties. That's anarchy. That's crazy. Mainly of the Congress belonged to Keiko Fujimori, who had the 80%. And it was split too. It was atomized. So these problems are always taken into advantage by the left. So this guy that is running for president, he came and he's very strongly related with the Shining Path, with the extreme violent communists from Peru. That's very worried. And the candidate that is competing against him is, again, Keiko Fujimori, that she is very well prepared. But the media, and being the daughter of Fujimori, former Peruvian president, always point her that she's a corrupt, which she's not. So she has to fight against the image to gain the election. So for now, Peru, as I think, is facing a very, very dangerous threat.
Joseph, one of the wags from London says that a Peru election is a plebiscite of one candidate. And in this instance, it's the unknown Pedro Castillo, a schoolteacher with links to the left, as the senator identifies. But a man who's been very careful to identify his background, a mestizo and a hardworking man who celebrates the hardworking people of Peru. However, the suggestion here is that he's an avatar, a front. That's the suggestion out of London. Is that accurate? Is he representing more radical views that once in charge will turn Peru into something like Venezuela?
He is a radical, John, and they may be trying to paint him as more as a moderate, but it just doesn't meet the history of what Pedro Castillo has done in Peru over time. He's a union leader from a place called Cajamarca, which is a heavily mining region. And for those that know Peru, the union leaders are some of the most aggressive political actors in the country, in the region, really. He was also part of a vigilante group called the Ronderos. They're basically people that take the law into their own hands on the countryside of some of Peru's rural areas. He comes from the communist tradition of the Cuban insurrections and guerrilla groups such as the Shining Path that Senator Cabal was mentioning. And so this election in Peru is a clear, clear election. If Peru wants to go towards the socialist route of Venezuela, Cuba, of all Bolivia, of these countries that have already shown what happens when you go that route, or they want to get over the past and elect Keiko Fujimori. Now, her father has a tainted past. We all know that. Her father's already in prison and serving a sentence for whatever crimes that he committed during his presidency. That was 30 years ago. Keiko Fujimori, she may not be the perfect candidate, but she's the candidate that's in front of you right now, and she's the one that's not tied to these socialist populist movements. And I think there's a sign that the Peruvians are starting to understand that, and I'll give you one example, John. There's no bigger opponent to Keiko Fujimori than the Nobel laureate for literature, Mario Vargas Llosa, who's a very popular Peruvian writer. And they have gone to war in times, the Fujimoris versus Mario Vargas Llosa. But Mario Vargas Llosa just wrote an op-ed that was published a few days ago where he said, despite my differences with Keiko Fujimori, the country is in a crisis and we need to elect her as the next president of Peru. That's a huge sign that the anti-Fujimori vote that Castillo is going to depend on to win Peru is not as strong as they may think it is, because there's bigger problems in Peru than the crimes that were committed 30 years ago by her father.
Peru's been very badly hurt by the pandemic, Joseph. Will that distort the results? You recall we were reporting that people were evacuating Lima, going to the countryside, because if they didn't work, they wouldn't eat.
Yeah, so it's the worst country, I think, in the world when it comes to both the virus and the economic effects. And so this is obviously going to have a narrative within the election. But I think it may not play out the way we think it is, where it would normally support the more authoritarian or populist candidate. I think it may scare people to think that their country is already heading down a very dangerous path economically, and that they don't want to push it over the cliff by electing a very dangerous socialist like Pedro Castillo into power.
All right. I will circle Peru along with the other countries, Maria and Joseph, you helped me learn about. Joseph Umar is the executive director of Secure Free Society. He's in Washington. Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal, she is in Bogota. She's a member of the Colombia legislature. And this is the New World Report. This day, about St. Vincent under the volcano, about Colombia and the cocaine fighting along the border under another kind of volcano, about Costa Rica, where the pandemic and the downturn in tourism has hit the generosity of the state very, very hard, about Chile, a stable democracy facing legislation that could change all of that. At the same time, questions raised about Chinese vaccine diplomacy and whether the vaccine is effective. And finally, about the troubled country of Peru facing an election between turning sharply left, the populists associated with anarchy in the past, and a troubled present. I'm John Batchelor.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.